We're not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, America. Happy Friday, everybody. I've got a great show on the books today. Cotton King ought to be in here pretty quick, and we'll see what happens. Anyway, let's check out some temperatures. 90 degrees at Arnett, 90 degrees at Cheyenne, home of the secret weapon. We'll see how he plays tomorrow. Quail Forever Golf Tournament's tomorrow. Lots of people coming. Matter of fact, I had 3 calls today for teams, and we're just booked. And anyway, should be a fun day tomorrow. 89 at Hollis, 84 at Hobart, capital of Kiowa County. One of the coolest spots in the whole state is Alva at 76 degrees. More rain fell overnight in the panhandle of Oklahoma and Texas. I think if my radar scope is correct, it looks like you guys got some really good rains up there around Buffalo, up in that area, around Gate and stuff like that. If you're listening and you don't mind. The Ag Text line is always open to you guys at 580-225-9697. I appreciate a text from you. The Mezzanet, there's only one there at Buffalo, but it looks like there were some heavier rains out towards Gate, maybe the north of Laverne, around Laverne. So I'd appreciate a text from you guys. 76 at Alva, 81 at Cherokee. I know my father-in-law there at Billings, west or east of Enid. He got 64 hundredths this morning, but that really gave his that Milo there around his house a big pump. So let's see what's happening out in the panhandle. I know up around between Pampa and Borger and out in that area, lots of rain in that area. Not everybody got it, but some people did, and who got it was a really good rain. That's great. 90 degrees at Lipscomb, 88 at Miami, 87 at McLean, 90 at Wellington, down there across the Red River Bridge, south of Altus. Odell, you're 92 degrees. Oh, anyway, I apologize. Yesterday during the show, we had a little blank spot going on there. All the phone services, cell phone services in the heart of Edmond went down, and nothing I could do. And I didn't even know what happened until some people actually texted in and let me know. And we got right back up on the air, but as soon as cell phone service got in. But anyway, there was a really interesting deal out there yesterday. I had a couple people ask me if they just buried the line, dug a trench and buried that 8-inch line. No, they took a big track hole, and I think that thing was probably 30 feet wide, 8 to 10 foot deep, where they put that 8-inch line on. Also, something we probably didn't discuss too much is that 8-inch line is sloping a little bit from south to north, and down there on these elbows, there was 3 elbows and a T down there. They had weep holes in the bottom of it, so that way if there was any condensation in that 8-inch line when they got to start using it, hopefully they're going to put gravel in there, and hopefully that moisture that from condensation will weep out of those holes. But anyway, I'm going to keep you up to date. OSU engineering department is going to be putting monitors down in the hole, above the hole, inside the high tunnel, and just to see how it goes, because I had a brainstorm. Yeah, I'm a big fan of high tunnels, but I had a brainstorm how good that would probably work for a big old barn or a small barn even. So it wouldn't be just the cost of the pipe and digging and a little bit of labor. Wouldn't be too expensive to maybe keep your barn at a decent temperature. My son's barn house that he had down there west of Willow, it had geothermal heating and cooling in it, which was electric, but he had water wells. I think they dug those water wells, drilled those water wells, 250 foot deep, two of them, and that's where the water circulates in and out of there into the barn house. And it was, man, that temperature was constant in there. It was great. So anyway, okay, let's see what happened overnight in our big world of agriculture. Soybeans and corn futures were higher overnight on technical buying and on signs of demand for the U.S. supplies. Investors who were short the market or had bets on lower prices likely bought back contracts and closed their positions after soybean futures fell to the lowest level in almost 4 years. U.S. exporters sold 132 metric tons of soybean to China for delivery in the 24-25 marketing year that starts here in about 30 days, 28 days to be exact, according to the Department of Agriculture. That's the first sizable sale to China, the world's largest importer of soybeans, in almost a month. The USDA on Wednesday reported sales of 104,572 tons to a John Doe country for delivery in the next marketing year. Anybody got any thoughts on that? Why would a country want to be anonymous buying product from us? Do they have a contract with another country somewhere and they don't want them to know they're buying that? I don't know. It's just interesting to me. Still, global supply, global soybean supplies are expected to surge in the 24-25 year to 127.9 million metric tons, up from 111.3 million tons in the current season, agency said in a monthly World Agriculture Demand and Estimates report. World production of soybeans is forecast to be at 421.9 million metric tons, up from 395.4 last year. Corn inventories globally are projected at 311.6 million metric tons. That's up from 309 from the 23-24 marketing year. Production, the grain is now seen at 1.23 billion metric tons, up from 1.6 billion a year earlier. Soybean futures for November delivery jumped 11 and a quarter cents to $10.27 and three quarter cents a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal gained 270 to 318.90 a short ton, and soy oil was up 0.43 cents to 41.88 a pound. Corn futures for December delivery added a penny and a quarter to 399 and three quarter a bushel. Wheat futures for September delivery fell 2 1/4 to 529 and three quarter a bushel, while Kansas City futures lost a penny overnight to 553 and a half a bushel. Sales of wheat to overseas buyers declined week to week, while corn sales hit a marketing year low. Wheat sales for export in the 7 days that ended July 25th were reported at 286,000 metric tons. That's down 7% from the week before and 41% from last year. Indonesia was a big buyer at 76,500. Philippines, 58,600. Chile at 45,900, that is. Ecuador bought 38,000 tons and Jamaica got 33,000 tons. The total would have been higher, but a John Doe country canceled an order for 38,900 tons. Wheat exports for the week totaled 454,200, but that's up 67% from the week prior. Corn sales dropped 49% from the previous week and 60% from the average to 167,900 metric tons. That's the lowest since the marketing year started last year on September 1st. Mexico, 94,000 tons. South Korea, 68,000 tons. Japan, 63,000. The UK bought 55,000. Costa Rica bought 32,300. A John Doe destination nixed orders for 134,000 tons, and Panama canceled cargoes of 23,000 tons. Soybean sales jumped to 376,000 metric tons. That's up noticeably from the previous week and the prior 4 week average, according to the USDA. Germany, 174,000 tons. Netherlands, 124,000. Egypt bought 112. Mexico, 46,000. And John Doe Country Council shipments of 164,300 tons. Sales for the 24-25 marketing year were reported at 632,000 tons. Exports of the soybeans for 7 days through July 25th total 565,000 tons, and that's up over 50% from the previous week. Anyway, weather, hot, that's all I can tell you. Showers and our thunderstorms all over Indiana and Ohio should be diminishing tonight, according to them. Heavy rainfall is also forecast in the area, which may result in some flooding. I wish we had some of that. The Delta states are still facing extremely elevated temperatures. Heat indexes in eastern Arkansas around 110. I know that was probably one of the first shows yesterday that I ever wanted to get over with. It wasn't because of the company or what was going on. It was just miserably hot because I was doing my show off the tailgate of my wife's pickup, and we had a little shade cloth over the top of us, but it was just hot. And I was like, dang, come on. Anyway, it was pretty good. Well, let's go ahead, since the Cotton King is supposed to be in here shortly, let's go ahead and do the Lipscomb Dealerships Ag Market Updates. Current prices, corn, September, 387, up 5. December, 403, up 5. Soybeans for August, 1028, up 6.5. September, 1020, up 11.5. Soybean meal for August, 361.50, up 560. September, 333.70, up 570. Soybean oils in the red at August, 42.15, down 72. September is 42.12, down 35. Hard red winter wheat, not too shabby. Well, it just changed on me. Oof. Went down a whole penny in that blink of an eye. September, 560. Up 5.5. December, 576, up 5.75. Cotton for October, up 34 at 67.22. West Texas oil, September, 73.53, down 2.78. And natural gas is down below $2 now for September at 192. And S&P, the Dow, NASDAQ, not good. Pretty good hit there. Cattle, live cattle, August, 184.50, down 30. October's 182.62, down 110. And feeder cattle for August, 250.07, down 307. September, 248.15, down 365. October, 246.67, down 420. Lean hogs, August, 92.80, down 35. October, 76.50, down 52. So there you have it. Well, today is the Wheeler General Store happy hour. They'll be represented at the Quail Forever Golf Tournament tomorrow in a big way. So anyway, they'll be up playing some little bit of golf. And so anyway, but let's go ahead and take a Wheeler General Store break. When we come back, we'll continue with the big old world of agriculture. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Oklahoma Bank and Trust has been your community bank since 1908. For over 110 years, we've been working hard to serve the banking needs of the people in our community. At Oklahoma Bank, our customers aren't just account numbers, they're our friends and neighbors. We offer all the products and services you'd expect from a bank, from checking and saving accounts to loans for your home, auto, or business. Come by our Clinton or Arapahoe branch to discuss how we can tailor our offerings to meet your needs. OBNC, your friendly bank since 1908. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Are you tired of navigating the digital jungle all on your own? Look no further than Innovative Technology in Elk City. Running a business in today's fast-paced world can be overwhelming, but our experienced IT professionals are here to lighten the load. Whether you're in education, energy, finance, or any other industry, we've got your back with our IT solutions. Safeguard your business with our cutting-edge internet security, reliable internet phone lines, and top-notch security camera networks. Your business's digital fortress starts here. Need on-site support? We're just a short drive away. From computer repair to network installation, we've got you covered. Worried about cyber threats? Our cybersecurity awareness and training will keep your team ahead of the curve. Don't let technology overwhelm you. Call us at 580-243-1559 to discover how our 40-plus years of service can transform your business. Visit Innovative Technology at 105 Carter Road in Elk City or check us out online at itlpros.com.
Hi, I'm Gary Owens, the owner of Galleria Furniture. Buy one, get one free. Recliner sale is back. Get a Lane pushback recliner for $4.99 and receive the second one for free. Take home a USA-made home stretch recliner for only $7.99 and get the second one for free. Come shop at Western Oklahoma's largest furniture and appliance store, right next to Tractor Supply in Elk City. And remember, we'll beat any competitor's price or it's yours for free.
Appliances not included.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, July 26. 1,493 head were sold. 6 head of steers at 438 brought 355. 7 at 516 brought 323.50. 5 at 616 brought 269. 4 at 619 brought 275. 13 at 693 brought 243. 10 at 705 brought 264. 3 head of heifers at 363 brought 330. 10 at 384 brought 323. 4 at 530. 35 brought 268, 7 at 724 brought 249, 6 at 779 brought 241.50, 9 at 969 brought 214, butcher cows were 94-160, butcher bulls brought 97-188, red cows 1350-2700, pairs brought 1950-2700, Elk City Livestock Auction 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma, sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey 580-497-6095.
We do get travelers going through that have AC that doesn't work. You're running down the interstate and it's 105 degrees outside and it can be that hot, if not hotter, inside. Lots of times during the winter, you can come up with a leak in your system. So it is very important to make sure that that stuff is correctly maintained. Getting it checked out, do your general maintenance is better than wait until it's broke to fix it.
Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Holy moly, donut shop. Cotton King is in the studio with a donut in his mouth. Oh, I hope I got a job when I'm done today. Miami. Miami, Texas, 88 degrees, heat index is 88, humidity is 42%, dew point 62, the winds are out of the northeast at 5 miles an hour, peak wind gust today, 35 miles an hour, they had some storms over there last night, actually they got some rain, month to date, precipitation, 28 one-hundredths of an inch, no red flag minutes, 8-inch soil temperature has cooled down 9 degrees since the day before yesterday because it says it's 81. It's amazing what a rain would do. Well, speaking of rain, cotton, donuts, and the king himself, welcome to the show, Mr. Rhodes.
Thank you. Just remember, I'm a little bit shy on radio.
Whatever. Don't get me fired. Anyway, Well, you were brought onto the show by popular demand. And so, anyway, I noticed, matter of fact, I was over at the bank this morning, and I was telling one of the bankers that you were coming on today, and one of the other bankers asked if you'd been making any videos. Well, you actually broke the ice last night and had a video out. You were talking about, I think, some political candidates where you're not.
Yeah, I don't be shy about it.
No, you're not shy about it at all. But anyway, so anyway, well, we're going to talk about cotton, rain, drought, your mom. We're going to talk about your mom. Let's start out with your mom. And I mean this in a good way. Don't you guys start texting in here. Anyway, I was so proud of you last spring when you took your mom to OU softball game. And you guys went to the Hall of Fame, didn't you? Is that where you took?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, what was that? Big 12 championship?
Big 12 championship.
Yeah. Yep. And anyway, so thanks for taking your mom to the softball tournament. So anyway, your mom's been making arrangements for the future, and you ran into the funeral home director or one of the people that worked there. Tell everybody this story. It's a good one.
Well, my mom was fixing her funeral arrangements, and she went over there. I didn't know she was over there, but she called me later that afternoon. She said, man, you saved me some money today. And I said, how'd I do that, Mom? She said, I was over there doing my arrangements and getting the tombstone, everything set out. And she said, I was making a deal. And she said, it come to the part where I was naming my kids, Barbara, Harry, and then James Dean Rose. She said, wait a minute, the funeral director, the co-boss, said, you're telling me that you're James Dean Rhodes' mama or Jimmy Rhodes? She said, yeah, that's my son. And she said, whoa. She went in there and gave her half discount on the casket and stuff. My mom said, why are you doing that? Because you raised that mess. And I was kind of funny. And I said, well, Mom, I'm glad you got a break. But then I got to thinking, I'll get her back. What is that down there? It's old McClure. I don't know, but they're good people. But I'll remember her. There'll be a video about her. I did a little video of her just a touch, and she covered her face and stuff. But I told her, I said, I'll get you back.
Get you back. Anyway, well, they earlier, when I started the show, I was asking that question about when you get some of these reports, they say unnamed countries. I call them John Doe countries. They won't announce who they are. They nixed a load or they bought so many. Well, this one person texted in a message. It probably makes sense. He says, the dictators don't want the peasants to know how much food is really available.
There's a lot of truth to that.
Probably is.
There's a lot of truth to that. I mean, it's like a lot of the farmers, they tell me, man, don't say how good our crop is or what it's looking like, because they'll use it to beat us on the price.
Right.
That happens a lot.
Oh, yeah. It was like last month, you know, 1 million acres of soybeans and corn was under water up north here in Iowa and up in that area. And then they lost 500,000 acres to hail when those storms rolled through. It didn't change the market. Now you read the market and they're saying, well, the weather is pretty good up there. Let's drop the price because now we know they're going to do. But they didn't raise the price when everybody lost all their crops.
Yeah. Well, I talk to a lot of the cotton buyers because when I go to sell them my cotton, I'm in direct contact. And I usually get 2 or 3 cents more than the market. And a lot of times, you know, they tell me what they're talking about. And that's more important to me than what I hear on the radio or what I see.
Right.
Is because that's actually what's going on. And they tell me a big deal with cotton is the country is not that good a shape. I mean, economically, everything's went up. The price of everything and people's wages haven't went up to match it. So they're downfall. So they say that they got money to spend on groceries. They ain't got no choice. Gasoline, they ain't got no choice. Stuff like that. But cotton and clothes, they can put that off till they got extra money.
Right.
And they say that's basically what's going on with the cotton market.
Right. Well, and there's so much truth into all that. I think I discussed it here a few weeks ago on the show, you know, and I don't know if it was with you or somebody, you know. No, actually, it was one of your friends down there at Hober, old DH. And anyway,
Grandma. Grandma. That's what I call him, Grandma.
Why? I want to know.
Oh, he said something smart to me coming out of a cotton meeting one day down there at Hober. And, you know, things just pop in your head when you ain't got no sense. Well, he kind of said something smart to me, and I said, well, you don't got to worry about that because Grandma set you up. And so I call him Grandma.
Oh, I got you. Well, I'll have to call him that next time I talk to him. But there's – we was talking about labor and trying to get somebody and keep somebody on the farm. And, you know, farm labor's not the highest on the wage scale to start with. But, you know, we were talking about that. Cost of equipment since the 80s. This is the cost of equipment, the cost of fuel, the cost of any inputs to go with it have gone up. I don't know. We could almost say it's quadrupled at least. And I know the price of a tractor has way more than that, but that's...
One example, air seater, 40 foot. During my oil field days, I had the cash. And I bought a new air seater in 15, $175,000, pay cash for it.
Right.
Out of my oil field. Okay, today, that same air seater, I think, is $400,000.
Yep.
Or $375,000, something like
combines
that.
Combines are $1 million.
So just add it up.
Yeah. So you do all that figuring, and then you compare wages back in the 80s. I remember when I worked on the farm, it was about $6 an hour, $7 an hour, maybe.
I started $1 an hour in 1977.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then I went on salary, and it was $1,000 a month, and I never was home when I went on salary because you didn't get overtime. And but all that stuff, then you compare today's commodity prices with back in the 80s. There's no difference. Some of these guys just wonder, why can you not pay me $15 an hour instead of $10 an hour? Well, where do you want me to get that money?
Exactly. I mean, I go through it. You can hire, and I'm sorry, don't get me kicked off radio. You can have a couple dope heads working for you for $10 an hour apiece.
Yeah.
Are you not better off to pay one good hand 20?
Yep.
That's where I'm at.
Yep.
And you think, golly, man, I can't hardly afford to pay that. But at the same time, you want to pay $210 to get the same amount of work as one for 20. 20. You're better off to pay the 20. And then plus, he's not going to probably tear your equipment up. Where the two might tear your equipment up.
Well, Sugar Daddy homed in on here. He said in 2000, the 40-foot air seater was $85,500.
I wouldn't doubt that.
So in 2015, it doubled?
It was $175,000.
And then in 2024, they've doubled again. So anyway, the cotton killer said, you're so much nicer on the radio. He said to say hello.
And one thing about Western Equipment and John Deere, they smile at you when they tell you the price.
Buffalo, Oklahoma, 2.8 inches of rain, man.
Must be nice.
It is. I'm depressed because we ain't getting any rain, but the up there in the panhandle of Oklahoma, them guys, that they ain't seen this kind of rain. There's probably people alive ain't never seen this kind of rain.
I drove through there heading up to Wyoming, and it was, you can tell it's rain. You can drive around here and tell where it's come rain and where it hasn't.
There's not rain.
Yeah, I come over to the insurance for my cotton the other day through the country through Canute, and you just kind of see what you see at home. Then all of a sudden you see a couple fields that's
green
and bushing out. They've had rain.
Yeah.
You know, makes a difference.
Yep. Well, we got to take a break. And when we come back, I'll have your Northwestern Oklahoma ag weather update. And we're just going to continue talking. How's that? Because there's no telling where this is going to go. We will end up at Western Equipment at Hobart.
The mechanical part of it.
That's where we're going to end this show at. So, and this is, and Western Equipment's not paying us on this deal.
No, we're just going to tell a story or two.
Yeah, so anyway, we'll be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey farmers and ranchers, it's time to make your life easier with an easy haul hay trailer from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma. These trailers are designed to haul multiple hay bales as quickly and efficiently as possible, keeping more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time and make your life easier. What a deal! See all they have to offer at EverettWelding.com. Be sure and check out their ads in the Penny News.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom bats, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325 for all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton?
High cotton.
It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
High cotton.
Your cattle need feed. They've got to eat. So you need a reliable source of feed that won't break the bank. Kirk Feeds in Eric offers competitive prices on bulk feed at the store and delivered to your place. We also carry fence wire, T-post, gates, water tanks, and a lot more farm and ranch supplies. We get new products every week, so check back often to see if we have something else you need. We even have the Sportsman covered for all your hunting needs. Farming and ranching is in our blood, and we want to help keep agriculture strong. Kirk Feeds, 117 West 2nd Street in Eric.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
And I want to welcome Kirk Feeds to Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Thanks for being a sponsor on the show. They're over there at Eric, Oklahoma. We'll have them come on the show sometime this month and talk about what all they got, what's different, or if anything's different. And sounds like they're going to cater to the hunters a little bit too. So that'd be fun. Kirk Feeds in Eric, Oklahoma. This will be fun. Also, I want to wish Philip Beck, my old golfing partner, a happy birthday. He turned 70 today, so he gets to move up a tee box in the golf course. So that's how to be. I always call it the lady tee boxes, but anyway. All right, let's check out some ag weather up there in northwestern Oklahoma. I'm just going to go with Buffalo. 88 degrees, feels like 89. Dew point 64, humidity 45. The winds are out of the east, southeast at 3. 2.81 inches of rainfall in the last 24 hours. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 92 degrees. Sunset at 8:44. Mostly sunny, 95 today, 69 for low tonight. And tomorrow, partly sunny and 93 degrees. There's some people that know you. They're texting in questions to ask you. Are you ready, Mr. Rhodes? Joining me in the show today is the world famous Jimmy Rhodes. It's the, what is that, 101 on the farm?
KF 101, live in the farm.
Yeah. And he's also AKA the Cotton King first. How did you get the name Cotton King? I feel like Craig Rose is involved.
Craig Rose, your little buddy Hoover. Some of the outlaws down there that try to go to church on Sunday, but we know what they do on Saturday night.
Oh boy. Anyway, so what do they do on Saturday night? Anyway,
lie,
and go to church and ask for forgiveness.
Yeah.
Anyway, one of my listeners says, ask the Cotton King if he is in high cotton with all the rain he has had.
Shut up.
Man, I tell you funny. What, I watched the weather every day, and there was just a donut hole over there in Washita County, and then actually over there around Weatherford and Custer County in that area right there. Those two areas that I remember, you guys just wasn't, it just wasn't happening. I mean, and I don't know what to do to fix it, but your cotton, you think it's too late? You think you can salvage some of it?
If it was to rain 2 or 3 inch rain, I'd have to harvest it and still, you know, it'd make a little cotton. I think if it would do it within the next week, but it's just a matter of a couple of weeks where she's gone hunting.
She's gone hunting. But they, and I hate it. I mean, I hate it for all farmers that, and ranchers, that because grass is important to cattlemen.
Yeah.
And when I come through there and rode the combine with you there for a little bit when I was coming back from Wheeler Brothers there in Cordell, I stopped in there and rode the combine with you. But my travels south of Deal City, man, you could just see it. They're just, you know, this was back in what, June, early June.
Yeah.
They've been getting rains and things were green.
Yeah. But at my house, I live right on south edge of Sentinel. My house south had pretty good rain all the way down past Hobart. Some, there's an area in there, you look on the mezzanet, it's had a lot of rain. But from there north, it's had a little bit, and then you get up 8 or 9 miles, and it's just dry as a bone.
Yeah, because that caught me off guard, because I really thought I think that's the day I really started paying attention to the mezzanet and my live, live scope that I got going, not live scope, that's fishing, but on my radar scope going on there. And that's when I started paying attention. I was like, man, every rain just missing that area. You know, it might be a shower, but it's just not good. And my brother, ex-brother-in-law, is not too far from Deal City there. I got 3.5 inches and he got 7/10 or something like that. So it's just one of those deals. So you think.
Now you go to Cordell. And I think in east of Cordell a little bit. I'm not saying everywhere.
Right.
But there's been some wet areas in there that's had some rain.
Yep. And they, but there's one of those deals. Well, they, so back to the Cotton King.
Yeah.
With the Cotton King, I don't know why Brandon Hickey at Sail Barn has nicknamed me the Goober King, because I'm not the Goober King. I mean, define goober, that could be the deal there, because this is my first year growing peanuts. But anyway,
everybody needs a nickname.
Yeah. Anyway, he with the Cotton King, be interested in signing up with me tonight as a team, the Cotton King and the Goober King as a team in the frog gigging contest.
Frog gig.
It's all night long.
If there's snakes involved, I'm not in on it. I mean, I got snakes in my life. Brandon Ridlin. the Western Equipment Mechanics. I'm not into snaking.
So whoever's name he says on my show, our station and me are not responsible for what he's saying.
We just play.
You are. But anyway, but then, so tonight, 8 o'clock, there's a sign up at the First Baptist Church there in Carter. It's a 24-hour frog gigging contest. And tomorrow they turned in. You know how you won belt buckles and rodeoing? They
long,
got these
belt. Long time ago.
They got these belt buckles also that's got frogs on them. They look like a cowboy belt buckle, but they got a frog on them. But anyway, they're going to have frog legs, lizard tails. You know what lizard tails are?
Clark, I'm not into that kind of fantasy.
Chicken strips.
Actually, I'm thinking about going to a shrimp bowl Saturday night over at Clinton.
Oh, yeah?
I've been seeing it advertised on Facebook. And then my daughter tells me last night, she said, they're full up. And I said, I hit going. You know, they got interested in going. I said, I hit going on her. And she said, that ain't the way it works. So I might be out.
Oh, anyways. So, You plant a lot of wheat. You plant a lot of cover crops on your cotton ground.
Oh, you got to in the sand.
Yeah, and you use wheat, strictly wheat, right?
Well, some rye, like this year, I harvested a field that had a bunch of rye. You know how much rye come up.
All right.
Well, I had one field this year that had a lot of rye come up in it, and I just harvested it and put it, some of it in the bin, which will be great cover crop. But I'm planning on going, putting more wheat in on a lot of my cotton ground, and I might have to give it a rest a year to try to recuperate some moisture buildup. You know, wheat in the spring, if you get just a couple timely rains, you can make a wheat crop because it's in the spring. You know, it rains in the spring.
Right.
So I may try to make a wheat crop for a year or so and try to build up some sub-moisture because, I mean, they farm cotton on cotton for 80 years over there. I got farms granddad had cotton on cotton for 80 years in a row. And, you know, one good cotton crop, it just sucks all that moisture 3 foot deep, sucks it out of the ground. So I knew I was in trouble this year because we never had any rain, like big 4 or 5 inch rain.
Soakers.
Yeah, soakers, and that sand will soak it up. And we never had none of that, 1.6.
That was your biggest rain you had?
Biggest rain we had.
And that probably went on all of them.
No, I wasn't on all of them. 3 miles south of 152 and 44 had 1.6, and right over at the junction of Jimmy Piercy's place had 6-7 tenths. And then every time it may be a week later, it come an inch over there, same place, and then it come 4 tenths or 3 tenths.
That much rain makes a world of difference.
Yeah, and then once the cotton planting got over and cotton come up, it's just been spots of cotton dying. You can go over there and look, and there's spots out in the field that died. Well, all the cotton that made it through all that stuff that looked all right, I went out and walked in a bunch of it, and it's just right on the verge of being dead.
Yeah, done.
Because I don't think we have sub-moisture. And people was telling us we had sub-moisture this year.
Yeah.
But I wasn't believing everything they say.
Yeah. I just think certain areas had it. I know I had it.
You know, let's see, maybe February, March, and April. I thought we had enough rain that kind of utilized it, and we had moisture a foot deep. Of course, your cover crop will use some of that. And then them spring rains usually replenish what your cover crop, but I don't know. I think we're 3 sheets in the wind.
Well, we're going to take our last break. When we come back, I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag weather update for southwestern Oklahoma, and I think everybody knows what it is. It's not the greatest in the world. Matter of fact, I swore I seen weather yesterday morning predicting some major Canadian cold front coming in next week, and then I looked this morning, it's not on the forecast no more. Something happened. And so, unless all my weather apps are totally wrong. Anyway, we're going to come back, and we're going to finish up talking about a certain mechanic.
There you go.
And maybe your uncle and brother.
Old Shrimp and Hootie.
Yeah.
They're always game.
Okay. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Harvest equipment tires need to hold up to long hours, different soil conditions, and lots of road time. Firestone Harvest tires are built to keep up. They offer better traction, less soil compaction, better fuel use, and they're puncture resistant. Blair Tire and Feed keeps a bunch of Firestone Harvest tires in stock. Their inventory is huge. And when you need infield service, they guarantee to get there. If you're stuck in the middle of nowhere, they'll find you and get you moving again. Blair Tire and Feed. At Highway 283 and 19 in Blair, Oklahoma.
If I tell you that I'm going to fix something, you called and something wasn't right, or you call and you say, hey, I need you to make this payment for me next week. I'm going to be out of town, but will you make a note? Will you please, you know, do this for me? That's on me to do that. And if that doesn't happen, I can't say, well, I don't know who took that phone call. I don't know who agreed to do that. If I tell you I'm going to do something, it's going to get done. I'm Laura Carlucci, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
The biggest mistake I've seen when people are purchasing insurance or coming in to visit with us is being underinsured. You know, the state minimum on auto insurance is $25,000, $50,000, and that's too low. I mean, if you run into somebody's new vehicle and it costs $50,000 and you only have $25,000 in coverage, that's going to come out of your pocket. So, you know, we try to make sure that our customers are insured how they need to be to get the coverage. I mean, if you're going to have insurance, you need to have it for the right reasons, and that's to protect themselves. I mean, that's why they have it. I'm really in the business of protecting the customer. When it comes to protection, it's not a large amount more. So go ahead and get the coverage you need.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for SEI Agritech in Elk City. You know, SEI is ready to help you with your summer cover crops. They offer a multi-species blend that's great for grazing and hay. Plus, it'll help address your soil health concerns. So give the good folks a call at SEI Agritech today at 580-225-0317. That's 580-225-0317. Or stop by and see them on South Randall in Elk City today.
Hey everyone, this is JJ Quibido at No Limit Land Management and Excavation. At No Limit Land Management and Excavation, we are proudly veteran-owned. We deliver top-tier forestry mulching, land clearing, and excavation services across Oklahoma. We leverage advanced technology, including our FECON fusion machine, to ensure projects are completed with efficiency and faster than our competition. Our comprehensive offerings include terrace building, pond grading, junk removal, and gravel installation, all performed with the highest level of professionalism and precision. We are committed to excellence and reliability, transforming each property into a testament to the American dream. We are locked and loaded and ready to get your land cleared, regardless if it is cedars, elms, cottonwood, mesquite, or any other invasive trees. We can help you clear up your pastures for grazing or get your land ready to build. Give No Limit Land Management and Excavation a call at 580-303-8479. We do not give bids over the phone. That number again is 580-303-8479.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here is your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update. I picked a big metropolitan area of Mangum, Oklahoma. 92 degrees, feels like 98. Heat risk is moderate. Dew point 69, humidity is 46%. Winds are out of the northeast at 10 miles an hour. 3-day average bare soil temperature, 4-inch bare soil temperature, 90 degrees. 8:39 for your sunset tonight. 20% chance of rain today. 101 for a high. 30% chance of thunderstorms. Low of 73 tonight. Hot and 98 tomorrow. Jimmy Rhodes is joining me, a.k.a. the Cotton King, and some other things, according to some text messages that I got. Anyway, maybe we'll get one of those storms they've been getting up there in the panhandles, both panhandles tonight, because it's just been raining everywhere north of us. Now it's our chance. But anyway, one of my favorite people to follow on YouTube is Larry the Tractor Guy.
He's a winner.
Anyway, he's actually the one pushing to get you on here.
Who, Larry?
Yeah.
Well, that's because Larry knows I need to know a few stories about him.
Yeah. So anyway, but you told me something that was pretty interesting in one of our conversations the other day. And anyway, you were making fun of Larry. What was it you was telling me about? Made you feel better?
Made me feel better?
Yeah, looking at what he was.
Oh, his belly. His belly. I mean, I was over there the other day and getting some parts. And I got down there and I told old Caleb, his little running pup, I said, Larry makes me feel good. And he said, how's he make you feel good? Just grinning from ear to ear. I said, his belly. I said, look at him. Turn sideways. I got a couple pictures of him. I started putting it on Facebook. I said, his belly sticks out about as bad as mine does. He's retiring, Larry. He's retiring.
How long? I wonder how long he has been at Western.
I bet 30-some years.
Is he?
He's Ron and son. You know, that's back in the old days. But I got one little story I want to get on here. It was over, and Granddad didn't hardly ever call John Deere to work on his stuff. And he'd got this sprayer, and, you know, it looked like a $200,000 sprayer, and he got it for $100,000, so I knew it had a few problems. Well, I told Granddad, I said, call Larry, get him over here. And Larry went over for 2 or 3 days to work on it. And it was probably something electronical. Anyway, and Larry, he said, boy, I'm trying. But he said, there's just something I can't figure out. Well, I guess Granddad went out there after the third time, and he said, did you get her fixed? He said, no, I ain't found that problem yet. And he told Larry, maybe you need to go back to school. You got to remember, Larry's the tractor king, you know. And anyway, I get a phone call here in a little bit, and he's going to tell you something, Jimmy. If there's anybody but a World War II veteran that told me I need to go back to school, he said, I'd have sacked my crap and been out of here. So Larry held through for me.
Did he ever fix it?
No. No, I think he got it where it run.
Right.
You know, he bypassed it or did something. I don't know. But he got it to where they kept using it. And same way with the cotton picker. This ain't on Larry, but first time we had a cotton picker. We never had a cotton picker. We'd always had strippers. And Granddad bought a picker baiter that was wore out. Should have been completely run through, but he's going to turn it over to me to run it. And I just had all kinds of trouble. And I had the best guy, Trimble, from down at Childress, come up showing me. And he said, Mike, he's doing just as good a job as anybody down there picking his cotton. And Granddad said, you need to go back to school too. And I started jumping on Granddad, kind of said a few things. And he said, you just leave it alone. He said, I'll take that from my World War II veterans.
What was your granddad in? Navy? Army?
Army. Under George Patton.
Oh.
Yeah.
Third Army.
Yeah, Third Army. And he relieved the Battle of Bastogne when the division was surrounded by the Germans.
Right.
He was in on that. And, you know, he's always smart aleck to me, you know, about stuff. But I'd have done that in a day. If it took me 3 days, he'd have done it in a day. And one time I said, when he told me that story, I said, oh, I bet y'all jumped up on them tanks and rode them all the way to Bastogne. And he said, it was 40 below.
Ex-daughter-in-law, her grandpa was Patton's driver.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. That's, man, cool. He could tell some stories.
That's cool.
I bet Patton was worse putting up with than you, probably.
He told me one day, Terry, my Uncle Terry, said something about Patton. And Granddad said, shut up. You don't talk about my general. And he said, I've tried to run my ranch like he'd run the Third Army. And we went, no crap.
Yeah, that's like somebody talking about my general, General Schwarzkopf.
Yeah,
the bear, dude. It does. You know, every war has their bad to the bone,
yeah,
general. But World War II was a whole different beast. That's where basically the whole country over here was making stuff to go over there,
because everybody volunteered.
Yeah, and they wouldn't know. None of this, trying to get out of this and get out of that. It had to be done.
Yeah.
Well, it didn't help the Japanese bomb Pearl Harbor. That kind of PO'd some people.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, that's another story another day.
Yeah, it is. Hey, so if somebody was wanting to get in the cotton business, what would you tell them right now?
Go sell roses or something, because
it's tough this year. It's tough.
Yeah, I mean, one thing, you got to know what you're doing, because there's no room. You could be a millionaire, and you come in there, and you don't know what you're doing. You could be out of business in 3 or 4 years.
And out of money.
And out of money, because it costs a lot of money.
I've never farmed it, and there's a trick to it. I've watched people farm it, and it's a different beast.
That old man taught me them tricks. I worked for him probably 30 years, time I was 10
Talking
years old.
Talking about your
old,
granddad?
Or my wife's granddad, yeah.
Yeah.
I worked for him time I was 10 years old until I was probably 33 or 4, and he taught me tricks over the years. And you don't learn that stuff at no school.
Nope.
Because they don't know them.
The music's playing, Jimmy. You are a well-behaved man today, and I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Yeah, and then, hey, look out. We're coming to the sale barn. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Have lunch ready, ladies.
It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma. God bless.